Stella Sabah, part three. All right, we're looking at Shavuot, which is May 15th. That would be Pentecost. And on May 10th, let's see. Yes, there's an annular solar eclipse right before, 5 days before Shavuot, is seen over Australia, New Zealand, and the South Pacific. And then on May 25th, in American Africa, is a penumbral eclipse. And Rosh Hashanah is September 5th. And October 18th. Well, let's stop. Rosh Hashanah, September 15th. Yom Kippur, September 4th. The Feast of Tabernacles is September 19th. Looks like it's going to be quiet. And then Sukkot is September 27th. And, of course, then Simcha Torah. Well, the Feast of Tabernacles starts September 29th. And Simcha Torah is September 27th. Then on October 18th, there's also another penumbral eclipse over America, Europe, Africa, and Asia. Maybe seen in Jerusalem, a penumbral eclipse. And then here we come into the latter part. I believe November is going to be critical. The fall, November 3rd, is a hybrid eclipse. Now, what is a hybrid eclipse? Well, even it's under rare circumstances, a total eclipse can change to an annular eclipse or vice versa along different sections of the eclipse path. This happens when the curvature of the earth brings different points of the path into the umbral, total, and antumbral annular shadows. Respectively, hybrid eclipses are sometimes called annular / total eclipses. The last hybrid eclipse was in 2005, and the next one is November 8th, 2013. So even the name hybrid eclipse suggests, well, the genetic mutation of the seeds, hybridizing, changing over, switching, transhumanism, GMOs, the return of the giants, the hybrids, all these things is sort of pointing into some kind of issue over that. Then November 28th is Hanukkah. Hanukkah. Hanukkah is from mid-November through December is when the comet ISON is going to appear. This comet, International Scientific Optical Network, ISON, I-Sun, reminds me of I, the Son of God. There's going to be a rise in dominance or sun. I believe it's the fact that it's an optical network. It's the rise of watching and networking watching. This comet is going to be absolutely brilliant. It was discovered on September 12, 2012. And it is going to be a true sun grazer on November 28th, Thanksgiving Day in the United States, and the beginning of Hanukkah. Now, this is interesting because in the United States, Thanksgiving Day was actually the harvest festivals. The pilgrims looked to the Levitical harvest, the Levitical holidays, and it was actually the fall feast, the ingathering and the harvest, and through the rejoicing over the fall fruits and all that came in for the harvest. But this year, it is also the beginning of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is the Maccabees. It's when Jesus went into the, it's the Feast of Dedication, when Jesus went into the temple in the winter. So we're looking at early winter and signs starting to happen over this. But I believe that this day is probably significant, as it was last year when it was the 65th anniversary. And what happened was that the Palestinian Arabs went to the United Nations 65 years to the date from 1947 to have a non-state member status in the United Nations. And this talks about the dividing of the serpent in the heavens. Now, about this particular eclipse by the or constellation movement, it does not totally line up with Revelation 12, because the sun does not clothe this eclipse. It's a horizon eclipse. And so it just signifies, it's not fully Revelation 12, but there is a division. There's a serpent kaput, house divided, cannot stand. And the end of November, the end of the fall season, things are going to be vastly different and shaken over the entire planet. Now, I want to go back to these tetrads in 2014 and 2015. It is possible that this will be a Shemitah year of Jubilees. What does that mean? That every 50 years there's a year of Jubilees, and when 50 Jubilees come, hence in the book of Jubilees, things are going to wrap up for the return of the Messiah, and there shall be an end to wickedness on the earth. Now let's look at this Star Wars in Habakkuk 2:5. Let's talk about woe to the wicked. Indeed, because he transgresses by wine, he is a proud man, and he does not stay at home, because he enlarges his desire as hell, and he is like death, and cannot be satisfied. He gathers to himself all nations, and heaps up for himself all peoples. Sounds like some rulers we know. Will not all these take up a proverb against him, and a taunting ridicule against him, and say, woe to him who increases what is not his. How long? And to him who loads himself with many pledges. Will not your creditors rise up suddenly? Will they not awaken who oppress you? And you will become their booty, because you have plundered many nations, and all the remnant of the people shall plunder you, because of men's blood and the violence of the land and the city and of all who dwell in it. Woe to him who covets evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of disaster. You give shameful counsel to your house, cutting off many peoples, and sin against your own soul. For the stone will cry out from the wall, and the beams from the timbers will answer it. Woe to him who builds a town with bloodshed, who establishes a city by iniquity. Behold, is it not the Lord of hosts, that the peoples labor to feed the fire, and nations weary themselves in vain? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbor, pressing him to your bottle, even to make him drunk, that you may look on his nakedness. You are filled with shame instead of glory. You also drink and be exposed as uncircumcised. The cup of the Lord's right hand will be turned against you, and utter shame will be on your glory. For the violence done to Lebanon will cover you, and the plunder of beasts will be made, which made them afraid because of men's blood and the violence of the land and the city and of all who dwell in it. What profit is the image that its maker should carve it? The molded image, a teacher of lies, that the maker of its mold should trust in it to make mute idols. Woe to him who says to wood, awake, to silent stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, yet in it there is no breath at all. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. God will deal with the wicked. He is setting them up for the day of their own slaughter. Now in, we thank God for his mercy for us. Here's what he does. And I saw this. All these scriptures came to me as I was preparing about thanksgivings to God for his enduring mercy. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out of Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand, when with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all and rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. And gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Who give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Don't forget this. Isaiah 55, let's take a look at this. This is the decree of the Lord for this hour. The hour of the rise of evil, but his mercy endures forever for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. You seek the Lord while he may be found. You call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The point is that God causes the seeds to bear fruit, and harvest time is the fall, and it is coming. The harvest of the earth is full, and now we are in Jacob's trouble. Everyone has turned against her. All the governments and the nations, she stands alone. And as I said before, she's the timepiece, she's the time clock. She is not She is a nation that has been brought forward by the Lord, but she does not know the Lord. She does not yet know the Lord, her Savior. And let's say that in the day of trouble, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save the Lord. May the King answer us when we call. So in the day of trouble, if we call on the name of the Lord, all who are in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be, what? Saved. And what is happening? The rising of the beast, the time of harvest, the battle, the Star Wars over Israel, over Jerusalem. And it says in Revelation 14, the reaping of the earth's harvest. For the harvest of the earth is ripe, and the reaping of the grapes of wrath thrown into the winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horse's bridle for 1,600 furlongs. And then where are we going? What is it? What is it? For your mercy endures forever. Would you come out of Babylon? Will you come out of Egypt? As you know, the hour is late. You need to repent and ask God, what does that mean? Because when you're a child of Babylon, you think everything is according to your paradigm. And maybe you've become presumptuous. God's ways are not your ways, nor are his thoughts your thoughts. You need to rend your hearts, for the day is coming, and even is at hand. Exodus 15, the Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath, and it consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea, and the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. And you blew with your wind, and the sea covered them, and they sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed, and the mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them by the greatness of your arm. And they will be still as a stone till your people pass over, O Lord. Till the people pass over whom you have purchased, you will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance. and the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established, and the Lord shall reign forever and ever. This is the song of Moses. And this is referenced in our final passage of scripture here. That was Exodus 15. We will go to Revelation 15. In conclusion, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all the nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been made manifested. And then after these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. And then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. And I will leave that to your understanding, because the mark of the beast is almost in place. And you must overcome by the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, for God's judgments are being manifest upon the earth. And the earth will be utterly shaken. In the vision I saw the Lord utterly shaking the earth, and then I saw a huge sieve, and God was sifting the sieve and separating the wheat from the chaff. And what God has separated, come out and be separate from amongst the unclean. Come out of mystery of Babylon, as you share in the judgment for her sins. And do not partake in them. Repent, 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 repent. Ask God to show you. Humble yourself. And do what he tells you. In the precious blood of Yeshua's name. God bless you and goodbye.